Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us as once again we face the issues. Looking forward to a lively session today as we discuss an issue that perhaps is on the heart, mind, and thoughts of multitudes, if not all of our listeners today. When will COVID end? You ever thought about that? It's been raging for about 2 years now. When will it end? What's the process to end? What is the purpose of going through what we see on a national and international level today? Is it real? The pathogen is real, no question about it. It was man-made. The gain-of-function research at Wuhan China Lab, paid for through the NIH at the hands and the behest of Dr. Anthony Fauci. So we know where it came from, although it's being denied and rejected by most of the political leadership and the media today. The media is being paid by the pharmaceuticals. Most of the political leaders, both sides of the aisle, are being paid. In fact, multitudes, we'll talk about it part of the broadcast today, multitudes of our leadership elected people, should not call them leaders, they're not, elected people in Washington, both in the House and the Senate, many of them own mega investment in the stocks that are the pharmaceutical companies that's producing this deadly pathogen supposed cure called the COVID-19 vaccination. But the question needs to be asked, when will it end? What will it take to end it? Do we see any future beyond that? Is it possible to ever get back to what at one time we call normal life in America? It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We're finding the wicked in rule position today, rulership roles today, especially with the Biden cabal that's bought, paid for by the Communist Party of China. When we find the Biden cabal making decisions based on not science, as they claim, but based on political expediency, based on the profit margin that's to be made by both the Biden cabal and those that are pulling the strings for the cognitively depleted individual sitting in the White House Oval Office today, called the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We are in a dangerous position in America, perhaps as never in the history of our great nation. But ladies and gentlemen, for a so-called safe COVID vaccination, we have thousands dying, millions that are left with life-threatening, ongoing serious health issues, including blood clots, heart problems, paralysis, sterilization, stillborn babies, heart attacks that are increasing by about 28 times the normal number across our nation. We'll talk about that today. But let me remind you, as we discuss these issues, we do so with you in mind, our listener. We encourage you to join in the dialogue, the discussion. We look forward to your input. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion with us today on this very, very, can I say again, very important issue that I believe is on the hearts and the minds of multitudes, saying, when will we get back to normal? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as going back to normal. But when will COVID end? When will it end as far as its push to coerce and cause calamity and confusion in America and around the globe? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible. John 8:31-32, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that we need to focus on today, perhaps more than ever in the history of our great nation. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth from Chuck Schumer, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, any of those on the left. I call them the loose likes, lost liberals. Multitudes of those that are supposedly on the right, the rhinos, Republicans in name only. You won't find the truth in them. Oh, of course, they'll tell you that we're going to stop Obamacare. They'll tell you that we're going to make the world stand still if you just elect us and put us in office or put us back in office. They had the opportunity in 2017, 2018, and they did zero, zip, nothing. They, in fact, behind the scenes, were pulling against every effort that President Donald J. Trump made to get us on a corrective course in America today. It's truth that we're talking about that's the missing element. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find we're in the very vortices of that today, where there's a dismissing, and a total discarding of anything that's called truth. Truth doesn't matter anymore. It's a matter of each individual having their own facts. It's a matter of Anthony Fauci, Sir Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Anthony Fauci, King Anthony Fauci, whatever title you want to give him, because he says if you deny what he says, you're denying science. In other words, he is Mr. Science. He should have been fired, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years ago, but he hasn't been. President Trump should have fired him when he was bold enough, smart enough, wise enough to call Anthony Fauci an idiot. And I believe that he should have been fired then. But we still have that before us today. So the question we're asking is, when will COVID end? But it's because of the fake facts. It's because of a rejection of truth that we find ourselves as a nation in the quagmire that we're in today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement. And I state this most days on this broadcast because it's so virulent and so real and so necessary for us to understand. Because as Christians, as believers today, we have a responsibility, and that's to speak the truth in love. We have a responsibility to tell the truth, stand on the truth, and this is what we do on this broadcast each and every day. You can reject it if you like. You can agree with it if you like. You can be a part of the broadcast dialogue and discussion if you like, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to change. We're not going to digress from telling the truth of what's taking place today as it intersects with our lives, our living, and what we're doing in relationship to the service and surrender and submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jim DeMint said, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundations of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a statement that is so profound. Now listen, you may know something about Jan Hus. I'm not in full agreement and embracing all of his theological persuasions, but this particular statement is real and relevant, and I believe ought to be adhered to today. He says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Let me say one more thing, and we'll take our first caller. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional lawn care equipment, as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You might say, where is that located? That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark that can be observable from across all of the southern part of our city. That's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with American flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, when will COVID end? What will it take? What's going to be the end result? Where is it going? How can it be stopped? How can we look forward to an end to this absolute calamity, the chaos, the confusion that is fulfilling biblical prophecy in relationship to the eschatological prophetic last days in our nation and around the world? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Wonderful. I hope you are.
I'm doing well, doing well. It's not going to end. There's a worldwide fear and psychosis going on right now. And I do believe that the world is in judgment, or God is judging the world and is throwing all of these things at us to, what do they call that? Winnowing. He's winnowing right now.
Winnowing.
And,
that's right.
And as far as Anthony Fauci
being... Separating the wheat from the chaff.
Wheat from the chaff. That's correct, sir. Correct. Yeah, I don't believe that Anthony Fauci is a scientist either. I mean, you might as well call Jeffrey Dahmer a chef if that's the case, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely right. Good parallel consideration of comparing the two.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I do believe that people need to find Jesus. They need to sit down and repent and look at themselves and pray. And let's hope that the end is, or hope that he's coming soon.
Absolutely.
So, all this madness will end.
That's right. A relationship to God through Jesus Christ is the only hope, the only help, the only thing that we can see in the future for, especially for the Christian, is to understand that we'll not get out of this world alive from the standpoint of the physicality, but we will be more alive then than we are now when the rapture of the church takes place. We're suddenly seized and snatched out of this old world. But, Jim, let me just touch on a point or two that I will cover in the balance of the broadcast today. When we talk about when will COVID end, I believe, and I'm going to be very, very emphatic with this, it will end when we the people, this is for America now, and I think across the globe, and we're seeing the uprising in Austria, we're seeing the uprising in Australia, in Italy, in Germany, in D.C., in New York City, et cetera, where the people are saying enough is enough. Filling the bridges and the streets in New York with millions of people saying, we're not going to bow, we're not going to bend to the mandates any longer. So number one, I think, and we'll cover this in depth on this broadcast, I think that it'll end when we the people take a stand and say, we're tired of being lied to, we're tired of being deceived, we're tired of say having one thing today and another tomorrow, we're tired of the lockdowns, we're tired of the masks, we're tired of the mandates, and we simply will not tolerate it any longer. From a physical, civil disobedient standpoint, I think that it's time Christians say, enough is enough. We will not tolerate it anymore. Christians, conservatives, and patriots must stand up. We must speak up. We must be heard. We must be seen. Not one place in the scripture, Jim, did I find where it says that for Christians were to be silent and to bow and to bend and allow the steamroller of any civil government that is antithetical to the Word of God to steamroll over us and to deny us, especially in America, of our Bill of Rights and the civil rights that we have as a people. We have been, as a people, in America today, for the past 2 years, Jim, we have bowed, we have bent, we've been willing to submit and surrender. When I say we, as a whole, of people. We've bowed and we've bent and we've bent time and time again saying we're going to just submit. I think it's time that we say no. I think it's time that we say it's enough. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I've been saying enough. To be honest with you, I am tired of it. I've learned how to turn the TV off, the talking heads. I just don't pay attention to them no more. I go about my life. I do what I'm supposed to do there. You know, I go to work every day. I tell anybody that will stand there long enough to listen to me that, you know, you need to let this go. You need to not let this rule you. It's fear that they're thriving off of. It's fear that they're using to control you. And it's fear that they're hoping will divide you and separate you. And that's never a good thing. And, you know,
absolutely. In fact,
anytime.
I don't know if you have heard the news, and as you said, I rarely turn the television on occasionally, and I'll admit to our listening audience, I will listen to Tucker Carlson when I do not have anything any more important to do on my schedule at 8 o'clock in the evening, because he's usually on target with some of the top 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items of the news that we, the people, need to understand. But did you catch any glimpse of the spat that took place on a Delta Airlines flying from Tampa, Florida to Atlanta, where this lady got in the man's face, spit on him, scratched him, slapped him in the face, demanding he put his mask on, when all he was doing was sitting there with his mask off while he was eating. And the whole time she was in her tirade, she had her mask down around her neck, but in a vulgar state, demanding that he put his mask on. Did you watch that?
I did not watch it, but I'm familiar with it there. She was already impatient because the food service cart was in the aisle and they asked her to take a seat. And she was already being combative with the flight attendant. And at that point, the elderly gentleman, RSM, spoke up. And that's whenever she completely went off. But the one thing that I have heard about this particular female there is she's a ex-actress, and she was also, I think, in a few issues of Playboy as well. So she's led a very
colorful
Jezebel-type life. Yeah, colorful, Jezebel, whatever you want to. So there's no doubt in my mind that she's on the other side of the playing field.
She's on the other side of the playing field, and the point that I want to emphasize with that issue is that there is a pride factor, there's a superiority factor, there's a mindset that if I have bowed to the government, if I have followed all of the edicts and all of the demands and executive orders of Joe Biden and others in power and in leadership statewide, nationwide, in America today, if I've done that, then you're the second-class citizen. You're the one that I have the right to spit on. You're the one that I have the right to slap. You're the one that I have the right to give profanity statements to, profane statements to. There's that mindset. She was, by the way, as you touched on, she was one of the main stars in what was called Baywatch back in the 60s and 70s. She has matured to a witch in clothing, if you will, and as a result of that, she has a feeling that I'm superior to you. And that was the exhibition that was made on that plane. And by the way, she was released on a $22,000, I think it was $22,000 bond for her to fly back to California to her left coast nest, I reckon you'd call it. But the point with bringing that up, Jim, was the fact that we see a divisiveness in society as a result of being lied to by Anthony Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, and the political left in America today. And it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, I believe, as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots. But, Jim, thank you so much for your call and your input. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about, when will COVID end? When will it end? Ladies and gentlemen, we've watched millions upon millions of people coming down with major, major catastrophic illnesses, diseases, stillborn babies as a result of expectant mothers being pressured into taking the jab. We've watched those with paralyzation, sterilization, blood clots, and ongoing serious illnesses as a result of taking the vaccination. Yet we're still told that everybody needs to take the vaccination. Have you ever wondered why? Have you ever considered what is the ultimate goal? What is the end run? What is the design purpose? Why is it that there is a push today by Joe Biden and the other insane leadership in Washington in the Beltway that's want to push until everybody, 100% of the people, are vaccinated? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched our economic base be destroyed. We've watched millions of small businesses being closed. We've seen millions of people filing bankruptcy as a result of the negative impact on their business, on their life. We've watched, ladies and gentlemen, not just the physical, but the psychological damages to mega millions in America and around the globe. Suicides have gone skyrocketing as a result of a sense of desperation and hopelessness and helplessness because multitudes turn to drugs and drinking and other outlets, places to ways to vent rather than turning to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Understand that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is as a result of the illegal, unconstitutional executive orders with forced lockdowns, forced mask mandates, forced vaccinations, and we have faced divisions of our nation between vaxxed and the unvaxxed in our nation today. We have faced we have divisions today between the masked and the unmasked today. And those divisions are very real, and I don't believe they're fixable. I don't believe that we'll go back to what is called a normal relationship in the human, from the human standard across America and around the globe after COVID. But I believe there's coming an end to COVID. They're playing it as far as they can. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that there will be, prior to the election, November of 2020, I believe there will be another spike of some variant of the so-called Omicron or the Delta or some other variant of the COVID that will put it in a position that all of a sudden we've got to go to everybody can vote by just mailing in a piece of paper and saying yes, yes, yes to the Biden administration or other administrations. That's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to end from the standpoint of simply saying, well, COVID is over. No, it is something that's tangible, that's tangible from the standpoint of how they have seen that they can force Americans to bow and to bend and to be persuaded to submit and surrender our Bill of Rights and our freedoms and our civil liberties over to the federal, state, local, national governments. Ladies and gentlemen, nations around the globe, including America, are instituting today forced COVID passes. COVID pass, what is a COVID pass? It's to show your vaccination card. To show that not only have I had the vax, but I've been boosted 3, 4, 5 times. You'd realize in Germany, they're now on their 5th boost. And Anthony Fauci has now said that perhaps we're going into the era that you'll have to have a booster shot every 6 months to protect you from COVID and all of the variants that could come trickling down the pathway as a result of COVID. The forced COVID passes where you cannot buy or sell or trade or eat or shop or travel or see a doctor or go to the hospital or go to any sporting events unless you have the COVID pass. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tell me what that sounds like to you. As I studied the scripture, and I tell people I've read the end of the book, I've read the last chapter of the novel. I know where we're headed. I know what's taking place. The Word of God says that we're coming to a place and point in time that the rapture of the church is going to take place, the sudden seizure of the believers, the snatching away out of this old world of the believers. And I believe the fruitcakes in Washington and those on the loose, lax, lost liberal left will say those that have been the troublemakers in America, those that have refused the vaccination, those that have refused to bow and bend and submit to every fiat order and executive demand of the federal government, they've all of a sudden disappeared. This is the reason I think we're finding now with the FAA and other institutions, now they're talking about putting on board, in fact, they brought on board NASA, I believe it is, brought on board some 23 different people, priests, preachers, as they would be called, to be able to communicate with the people once they discover that there's actual life on other planets, aliens, if you will, so that they can communicate with the people to get them to accept the fact that there are other living creatures on the planets about us rather than just on Earth. They are talking about aliens coming to being into fruition, and they'll say, well, aliens have lifted out, removed all of those troublemakers called Christians. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day that I'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world via the rapture. Part of the rapture is the fact that the lawless one, the man of sin, the Bible calls him the Antichrist, will step on the scene and rule and reign in this old universe, and he will do so with an iron fist. And ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the stage now that there will be the acceptance of the demand by the Antichrist to accept the mark. This COVID pass is not the mark. It is the precursor to the ultimate mark that shall be called the mark of the beast in the last days, according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, in particular verses 15, 16, 17, and 18 in that 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation, where that will be required or you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Ladies and gentlemen, what else can we call it when in New York City today, New York City as I speak, New York City at this time, they have the armed police officers with badges and with guns. I call them thugs with badges, with armed and their badges on, going into restaurants, walking down the corridors, the aisles in the restaurants, demanding to see papers. They're not just saying papers, please. They want to see the COVID vaccination proof. I call it the COVID pass. I watched several video footages where they were showing in different restaurants at different times with the New York City Police Department going into the restaurants. One of them was Applebee's. Another one was an unrecognized restaurant to me where they'd gone in and demanding, let me see your COVID pass. Let me see your papers. They lined up dozens of people, put zip ties on the hands, not regular handcuffs, zip ties on the hands behind their backs, loaded them up in paddy wagons, and hauled them off. What was their crime? What did they do wrong? What law did they break? They did not have a COVID pass, ladies and gentlemen. That's happening in America today. That's happening in Austria. That's happening in Australia. That's happening in Italy. That's happening in Germany. That's happening in nation after nation after nation around the globe. Nations that do not have a Bill of Rights. Nations that do not have a constitution to protect its people as we do in America. But our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, are being ignored, being eviscerated, being absolutely shredded and trashed by Joe Biden with his 80-some-odd executive orders, most of which, if not all, are illegal, unconstitutional, unenforceable when it comes to the law. There's about 120 federal cases now pending against Joe Biden and his administration in the different areas, the different facets of these executive orders and what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place in America today. And the big question is, when will COVID end? When will it end? I'm not necessarily talking about the pathogen. It may continue just as the common cold, the common flu annually. It may continue on that basis. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But nevertheless, I can say that the COVID push, as we know it today, I believe it'll come to an end. And I'm going to give the formula after our top of the hour news shortly. I'm going to give the formula as to how it's going to end, what's going to bring it about, and what's needed from you and from me if we're going to stop COVID. If we're going to stop COVID, the COVID chaos, the COVID calamity, the COVID confusion, the COVID clandestine approach to bring about submission. I'm looking at an article here from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, says the teenage daughter of one of our own employees was denied urgent medical care because of her religious objection to the COVID jab. And a state court administrator is denying entry to the unvaccinated individuals. The unvaccinated are being pushed out of public life in America because these are illegal mandates. Further in this article from Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel, not content to try to force military members and the federal employees to take the COVID shots, Joe Biden now wants to force private businesses to do the same. He even threatened to withdraw Medicaid and Medicare funding. Listen, to withdraw Medicaid and Medicare funding from the long-term care facilities if they do not comply with his executive orders. Biden's unlawful mandate was blocked nationwide, but then a federal appeals court reversed the nationwide ban. The mandate for healthcare workers at their facilities is now temporarily blocked in just 24 states. Biden's decrees are all illegal, but that isn't stopping his fellow travelers from implementing his dastardly policies. This week, a 16-year-old girl, the daughter of one of our staff employees, members, was denied medical services because of her religious exemption about the COVID shot. Rachel has been suffering from suspected asthma symptoms for weeks now. She has struggled to breathe as she waited for the doctor's appointment time to open. When appointment day finally came, Rachel sat patiently in the waiting room for her parents, waiting to be examined. But after a long wait in the lobby, staff members came out and informed Rachel and her parents that the doctor refused to see the child because of her religious objections to getting the COVID shot. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in America today. That's what's taking place with our citizens. We're being made second-class citizens because we have determined that because of our religious position, because of our conscience that says you shouldn't take that material in your body, or because we just simply disagree with a unapproved, not FDA-approved, not time-tested vaccination that's causing harm and danger and damage and killing thousands of people, multiplied millions of people being left lame, being left sterilized, being left with blood clots and heart diseases as a result of the COVID vaccination. And yet they wonder why we do not want to take it. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. There's still a lot more to come that I want us to understand. When will COVID end? When will it end? We're going to talk about it and tell you how that's going to take place right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.